Today, a 200-year-old tradition is observed at St. Eustache Church in Paris. A mass of remembrance is being celebrated to honor departed French pork butchers, or charcutiers. The 80-minute service draws worshipers from all over the city. The solemn prayer is followed by a heavenly feast of succulent meats and sensuous wines. Freelance writer Christopher Hall joins us from the studios of member station KQED in San Francisco to talk about this célébration gastronomique. Christopher,
très
welcome.
Très bien.
All right, I'm going to try and do it in French. What happens during the Messe du Souvenir de la Charcuterie Française?
What happens is that charcutiers, who are the people who make prepared pork products, gather in Saint-Eustache Church to commemorate their brothers and, these days, quite a few sisters who have died during the previous year. You're in this magnificent Gothic church, 1,000 people in their Sunday finest, clouds of incense wafting over the congregation, the 8,000 pipe organ going full tilt as our choirs, and it's all in honor of people who make sausages and hams and pâtés.
There's a patron saint, right? Saint Anthony.
Saint Anthony is the patron saint of charcutier. He has been for hundreds of years. He's depicted often with his little friendly companionable pet pig, which is a really strange image when you think about what's going to happen to that pig. But to tell you the truth, I was unprepared for how moving I found the whole ceremony.
Really? Tell us what was the most memorable part.
I think the most moving moment of the Mass for me was at the very end when the entire congregation joined the choir in singing the French version of Auld Lang Syne. To have an entire church singing this in French was remarkable.
Hmm. And then afterwards, everybody, as I quoted, gets to eat some succulent meats and sensuous wines.
What was most amusing about the whole reception afterward was, first of all, that it took place in the church. The Charcutier Association, maybe 10 or 20 years ago, decided that they wanted to hold the post-mass reception in the church itself to symbolically link earthly food with heavenly food, I guess, is a way of putting it. There was this most wonderful union, kind of melding of the spiritual and the worldly. You could smell incense and preserved pork throughout the entire church.
Christopher Hall is a freelance writer based in San Francisco. His story on the Mass of Remembrance, which is taking place today at Saint-Eustache Church in Paris, appears in the November issue of Saveur magazine. He joined us today from KQED in San Francisco. Christopher, thank you.
You're welcome, Leanne. It was a pleasure.
This is NPR News.